Novel Audio presents Jed Had to Die by Tara Civic. Read for you by Amy McFadden.
Honesty may be the best policy, but it's important to remember that apparently, by elimination, dishonesty is the second best policy. George Carlin. Chapter 1. Coffee. Because crack will get you fired. Coffee mug.
I love you more than anything. You're strong, wonderful, and amazing. You never let me down, and I'm so blessed to have you in my life, Cecil. I whisper, tightening my arms and putting a little more feeling into my hug of gratitude.
I'll take what you should have said to your boyfriend when he proposed for 200, Alex.
With a sigh, I drop my arms from around the Cecil Ware Venezia espresso machine and turn to face the woman leaning against the counter with a smirk on her face.
You're hilarious, Betty. Remind me again why I hired you.
Betty pushes away from the counter with her hip and runs her palm lovingly down the side of the espresso machine.
Because I'm the only one who loves Cecil almost as much as you do, and I'm the only employee at Liquid Crack who can understand what you're saying when you lose your shit and spray your southern accent all around this place, she muses with a shrug. She's right, but I refuse to give her the satisfaction of admitting it. Betty Lake is the exact opposite of me in every way, but for some reason we click, even if she annoys the shit out of me sometimes. I knew within the first 10 seconds of meeting her when she came in to interview for a manager position 3 years ago that I would hire her, no matter what her experience was. After spending the day interviewing people who didn't shy away from telling me they hated coffee but didn't mind working in a coffee shop, I was ready to flip tables when Betty walked in. With her poker-straight jet-black hair chopped off right at her chin, short, chunky bangs with hot pink streaks, a nose ring, and tattoos that covered both arms, her chest, and the side of one neck, she flopped down in the chair across from me and said, "Coffee. Must have coffee."
And it was love at first sight.
Platonically, of course. I don't swing that way, even though my ex-boyfriend now assumes I do, just because he can't understand why anyone wouldn't want to marry him. But I'll get back to that later. Liquid Crack is my baby, my one true love. Well, aside from Cecil, but without Liquid Crack, I wouldn't have Cecil. Don't worry, he understands.
After running from my hometown of Bald Knob, Kentucky, as fast as I could when I graduated high school, I moved to Chicago and spent the next 4 years working my ass off getting a business management degree from Loyola while working 2 jobs and saving every penny I made to open my own coffee shop. 5 years after I graduated from Loyola, Liquid Crack opened its doors in Lincoln Park, one of the most popular neighborhoods in the city. Much to my amazement, people flocked to my little shop when word spread fast that I sold the best coffee in the city, and ordering your favorite cup of joe didn't require you to know how to speak Italian to get the size right. When you come up to the counter at Liquid Crack, your size choices are, "I'm okay," "My head hurts," "My eye is twitching," and "People are about to die." That last one is the extra large, obviously. It's not as confusing as it sounds because I don't have 10,000 different types of caffeinated drinks on the menu. I only use Kona beans from Hawaii, and you can pick from black coffee, espresso, or a latte. Period. No hazelnut, mocha, choca, frou-frou with extra whip nonsense here. Sometimes I'll have a flavor of the day if my distributor is running a special, but that's as close to frou-frou coffee as I get. When you come into Liquid Crack and you're having a bad day, all you have to say is, "People are about to die."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?